We said that the Yetzirah's biggest strategy is that he can sometimes convince us, or at least catch us off guard, when we're not being attacked head on. But rather, little by little, he chips away in areas that we're not so cognizant of, or we don't give as much attention to, or don't think that they're really a threat. There's another side of that. When Cain kills his brother Hevel, so Hashem has a conversation with him to try to get him to do tshuva and to try to engage him in a process of acknowledging that he did something wrong. And in that conversation, he says, "Halo imtetiv se'es, lapesach." Hashem says, "If you improve yourself, if you get yourself straight, if you fix yourself, so you'll be able to move on. But if not, lapesach the avera, the chatas, the yitzhara is crouching by the door, and it's up to you to make the right choice." There's a medrash which comments on this and says, what we're dealing with right here, when we're talking about this notion of the Yetzer Hara crouching at the door, this could be compared in a mashal to the Roman dogs, the dogs that live in Rome. They know how to get what they want. What does it mean they know how to get what they want? It means when the baker brings out his goods. You ever go to you walk down the street in Malchus Yisrael and Geula and Meisharim, they have lots of bakeries there. So they're very small, but they put all their rugelach and all their rolls and things that they're selling on these large trays and racks, and then they roll them out onto the sidewalk. Okay? So the baker is sitting next to his wares, next to the food that he's trying to sell, and he dozes off. There's no customers, so he sort of falls asleep. The dog wants to get some of the delicious treats. So when he sees that the baker is sleeping, he also pretends to sleep, and he crouches near the baked goods, in order that the baker won't think that the dog is trying to get anything. So the baker also falls asleep. He's not concerned about the dog. Then when the dog sees that the baker has fallen asleep, he gets up, pounces on those rolling shelves, knocks everything on the floor, all the trays, all the rugelach on the floor. And while the baker's busy picking up and collecting all the things that fell, he takes one, walks away, and he's happy. That is the mashal of the dogs of Rome, and that's the mashal of the Yetzer. So what exactly is going on over here? There are a few things that are unclear about the mashal. So what's a big deal about the dog, right? Is it really so much chachma? The Medrash refers to these dogs as really being geniuses. So you wait till the baker's asleep. Okay, so that's what any dog does, right? You hide so that no one notices you. You come when the security guard is dozing off, so that you're free to go, come and go as you please. Not such a big deal. And furthermore, so why does a dog have to make such a ruckus? Why does he have to? He wants one of the rugelach, right? That's all he walks away with. So why is he making such a huge crash, knocking them all on the floor? He has to overturn the whole store. Let him just take what he wants and move on, right? So without the elaborate plan, it would be just as effective. So what does this mashal teach us? So the Maggid explains. Let's imagine for a second what would happen. The dog would come and take something from the tray and run away. So the baker would chase him with a broom or something, and maybe the dog would get away with it, or maybe not. But one thing is for sure, the baker is now going to double down for next time. The baker's not going to go to sleep. Just when he knows the dog is around, he's not going to let his guard down, and he's not going to assume, oh yeah, the dog is sleeping, the dog's not going to try anything. He might not even bring his cookies out to the sidewalk anymore, because he's going to be on guard. So the dog needs to figure out a way that the baker is really just going to chill, right? So here's what the dog does. He pounces on the whole display and knocks every last little bit over. All the bread, all the rugelach, everything's all over the floor. And yes, the baker is yelling and he's chasing him and he runs away, but as the Midrash describes, what's the baker busy with? He's trying to pick up all the pieces. So when the dust settles and the baker has all of his rugelach back on the trays, he counts them up and he finds that only one is missing, right? The dog only walked away with one. So, that's his sweet taste of victory. Right? The dog tried to rob me of the whole store. He knocked down all the rugelach, but I showed him I'm in charge. All he got was one little piece of cake. Who cares? That's nothing. I'm the champion over here. I'm the winner. You know what? Baker doesn't feel the need to raise his defenses at all because he says, I'm the one who won. And the dog doesn't pose a threat. But in reality, the dog is smiling because he's the one. He's the one who won. He got only one rugelach, but that's all he wanted. The dog can come back and do the same shtick again and again, and each time the baker's going to feel like, I won, I'm in charge, I defended my turf. He doesn't focus on what he lost because he still feels that he's in control. That, the Maggid says, is the the lashon, the pasuk that Hashem says the Yetzer Hara is the beast that's crouching at the door. That's the Yetzer Hara. He's waiting. He's watching. He's got a plan to bring us down. Like we said last time, he doesn't attack head on with that hole in the garment because that would be too obvious. That would put us on guard. Rather, he makes us feel as if we're the winners in every struggle with the Yetzer Hara without realizing that we may have lost some of our ground and we've given the Yetzer Hara a little bit of the edge. Say you wake up for davening. Malrish, this has happened before. You can make the dog, you show up late to davening, the Yetzer Hara can grant you the most kavana you have ever experienced in a Shemona Esrei in years. Mamash like the Yom Kippur. He is even willing to give you that geschmack of an awesome davening, anything just to ensure that when the davening's over, you feel just as comfortable sleeping in. You don't feel like, oh, gosh, I gotta get you on time to have proper kavana. Because, hey, I showed up late and I had a great kavana. Guy usually davenes 7:45. Today, he didn't make it till the 8:30 minion at 8:40. So normally, you might feel bad and you might feel disappointed in yourself and motivated to get it right the next day. But lo and behold, at that minion, the next guy who was sitting right next to me at the table, he forgot his tefillah, right? What are the odds? I was there to help him. I saved the day all because, Baruch Hashem, I slept late and I was in the right place at the right time. I was the winner. I came out ahead. What would that guy do without me? I got Gevaltige Chesed. Things aren't so bad after all. And psychologically, I don't feel the need to introspect. I'm not going to be, all right, let me make sure I don't sleep through my alarm. Let me make sure I get someone to wake up, right? Because I feel like I'm in charge. I came out on top. And Hashem's proud of me. Hashem's smiling. I'm so happy you made it to the late minute so you could help my friend with the tefillah. In other words, I lose a step, and the Yetzer Hara is the one who gains the ground. Once again, we need to know how the Yetzer Hara operates and see through his tricks because he has so many up his sleeve. There's a Gemara that says, that's the Derech of the Yetzer Hara. He tells you, do this, do this, do this. And before you know it, he tells you to do Yetzer Hara. So he tells you to do Avodah Zarah. So first, it's unbelievable what a person can come to Chas V'Shalom. If Chazal are telling us that if they're not on defensive against the Yetzer Hara, they're going to end up doing Avodah Zarah. But for our purposes, Zakta Magid, what it's saying is, the Yetzer Hara doesn't say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Don't do the mitzvah, don't do that, don't learn. No, it says, do this, do this, do this. That's the lesson of the Gemara. That it's hard for him to convince you to do something when he says, don't learn. That's going to be tough. That's like the hole in the garment. What he will say is, do this. Yeah, it's okay. It's not 100%, but it's fine. Yeah, you came to daven a little bit late, but do it again because maybe you'll end up helping someone next time. Yeah, daven now because you're going to have a gavaltik kavana. Follow my lead and you'll be okay. It's aseikach. Do this because that's how he traps us. Just to close, explains the Magid, that's the point. It says in Chazal, olam yargiz adam yitzar tov al yitzar hara. A person should be margiz. A person should anger and incite his yitzar tov against the yitzar hara. Do battle, but doesn't say yulachim. Doesn't say do battle like lashon melchama and wage war of yetzer hara against yetzer hara. Doesn't say that. Rather, it says yargiz, get angry and incite the yetzer hara. Don't let him get away with it. When he tries to pull a trick against you, you need to express how bad you feel when he captures you, so that you're on the defensive next time. You know what's right, and don't let him get his foot in the door with those little tricks. I'm a Ben Torah. I'm a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm a holy Jew. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with my Avodas Hashem. Even the little things, go right back and push again harder. Don't let your guard down and Mitzvah Hashem to be successful. Have a wonderful day, Rabbosai.